Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay. You, you, and him.
That's a compliment.
No, it's not.
We're bleeping the show far too often lately.
Oh, he wasn't president at that point. He wasn't famous at that point.
Did he ever get the tools back?
No idea. The other thing my father told me.
I'm never going to return them.
When I return.
But for 12 days of Christmas, it's the holidays, Mike. I can always lose weight in the new year. Why not?
You're all for it. You're
I'm
all for Mariah's free menu.
I love it. I'll listen to her music. I'll eat nuggets, and it'll be great.
You have to be careful, though, not to get Mariah-ria.
Thank you. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Thank you.
Mariah-ria.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We're enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Statesville, North Carolina, Linthicum Heights, Maryland, Mammoth Cave, Kentucky. Got a good voice today. I had a little coughing jab.
You were coughing before the show. I heard this.
Yeah, I know. The mic was open. Did you hear anything else?
No, just you were coughing and your son.
I wasn't concerned.
You weren't here.
Ferndale, Wales.
Your son was not leaving you alone. This is what I heard.
Okay.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah, he eavesdrops. Ferndale, Wales, England.
Now, wait a second.
I try to keep my microphone closed.
You say.
For that very reason. Because at the heart of you is the guy that sees a post and go, hey, is that a poster of Buddy Rich in back here when I'm posting a lovely picture of my son? That's you.
How many times have you and yelled
nerds.
At me?
By the
for,
way,
how many
you're
times
nerds,
have you yelled at me for not
nerds,
be listening when you
your
come
nerds,
on?
Your nerds are the dominant factor in the Mike O'Mara Show audience.
What?
You should be. You're
Rob
a nerd.
Mob
you're
factor.
Rob Mob, Nerd Nick,
yeah,
Radiophile.
See,
that's
the
our
thing.
Core.
I have no interest in eavesdropping on you, but I've also been told.
I came in. Let me give you a little background on what I saw. I came in and this horrific technology.
Oh, it's
that, by the way, has you know, it's stable, more stable than what we had before.
Yeah. Not critical.
But it's a pain. Working off anything iPad to me is terrible. I'd love to have
real
something else.
Yeah.
I'd love to have an alternative.
Yeah.
You know? And this iPad, which is a digital audio board,
right,
and has to be seated, but it's really not. It's a digital screen that sits in an analog board, which I've never quite understood. Mm. I probably could put the analog board somewhere else and just have the iPad close by like
at
you guys
100%
do. 100%
you could do that.
But it sits in here and it gets hot because sometimes I forget to turn it off.
Sure.
And I have to come in and it goes all haywire. It's already warped. It's warped. That's how hot it gets.
Seriously?
So occasionally I'll come in and every setting, first thing I do, mute my mic. Mute your mic. Bam, bam. First thing I do every day before I'm out of here, mute your mic, mute my mic. So I come in here, and the first thing I see is my mic is, I hear it. As soon as I put my headphones on, I look over and I go,
Yeah, but here's the thing, Mike. It is my job.
What did
you
hear?
And you've been told, and you've told me this before, to be ready and standing by when you come on. And if I have you muted, I can't do that.
So, no, but you don't hear me ever until I turn the microphone.
No, this is true.
This is one of the rare
today
rare
was an
occasions.
Outlier. It was an outlier today.
Right,
but I'm
right.
not going to mute it. I'm not.
That's there. Why you said I heard you talking to your son. That's
you
what
asked,
happened.
You asked me what I heard. That's what I
know.
Heard.
But I
the
know.
Thing
so,
is, I'm not.
So
trying
I'm,
to
I'm not. I'm not yelling at you. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the dirt. I'm mad that
Christina.
This crappy little iPad did that. But that is you. I'm sure if you hear like me in the background. And you know, his mic's open and he doesn't know it.
Joy in that.
This is a true question. And I think a true tell to where, if you're that type of person or not. When somebody calls me and I know they've butt dialed me, as soon as I realize, within a millisecond, I hang up. I don't have time for that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you stay on and listen when that happens to either of you?
I normally yell their name like three times and then I hang up.
You did nothing of the kind today.
Well, no, but you
because your mic was open as well.
Yes, but would you have heard me? Were your headphones on?
What's that?
Okay,
the headphones are right to the right of me. And
new
excuse
protocol.
Me.
Hello.
Yes, I would hear them.
Okay, new protocol. If I ever come in and your mic is open and you're not on, I will text you and I will
leave,
say,
or you just say like a Russian sub, I can hear you.
Why, how is that like a Russian sub?
Periscope up.
No, you know, it's just so the frustration is with this thing.
I understand.
It rarely screws up, but I do. Yeah. But of all the equipment I have, that's the thing I have to tend to most.
I know, yeah.
And it's warped, and I've never forgiven it for this.
The thing about the iPad, though, is it provides a service, just not a very good one.
True.
Yeah, that's the deal. It's available.
Well, I'm sure the guys that saw us at the Consumer Electronics Show
with
like,
our physical
five years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
You would look at this and laugh out loud right now.
Of course.
This is state of the art.
Yeah,
iPads
absolutely.
Are state of
you,
the art.
You, of all people, are the wrong person to gauge technology.
Maybe I'm not. I'll cop to that. I'll cop that to it. But would you not? You know what I would prefer?
What?
I would prefer it on a computer as opposed to an iPad.
Because of the
it's
solid
always
buttons,
like a,
the buttons.
You know.
I could do that today.
Really? So I could wire my... By the way, there's a computer here.
Yes.
An extra computer gathering dust.
Yes.
That I could put into...
If it's a Mac, we can make it work on your Mac.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
You know,
I'd like that.
Speaking of...
I might have more fun with that. Yes.
Extra electronics. I'm curious. I thought of this yesterday and it didn't come up. Does Carla still play her video game?
You mean the Mega Touch? That's,
yes.
Yeah, she does. Yeah,
she does
all the time.
Really
loud. I can't even think when it's on. I didn't say hi to Statesville, North Carolina, Linthicum Heights, Maryland, Mammoth Cave, Kentucky, Ferndale, Wales, England, and New Erection, Virginia.
Yes,
last one, Pune, India. It's a naughty little list of towns that we have. So yeah, it freaks me a little bit because I have. Well, I'll admit it. I have eavesdropped on my iPad. Not on you guys, necessarily. Because you guys, I open you up when you're talking to each other and I'm
like,
getting ready to come on.
How do they sound
I'm
so
talking
happy?
About this studio is used for other things.
Yes.
Yes.
And doesn't shut the line off to the connection to me. Oh, that happens
all the time,
constantly. It's the first time I've ever copped to
Thank
it.
You. Noted.
So now I will be able to not listen to the other shows. Have you been aware of that, Pony Boy?
Occasionally.
Would you like to say anything to Rob?
Rob?
Pony?
I love you.
Oh, that's so nice.
They're friends.
Yes, you know
they're
what?
Friends.
Rob mocks him and then he says,
they're
I love you.
Friends.
That's
friends.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
He mocks
that's
me
great.
Too, though. So it's a loving thing. Pony, I love you. Exclamation
and,
point.
And they saved, so, they saved each other during the fire drill yesterday.
So the yes, audio exactly. chain, the broadcast on. Audio chain that exists between me and Washington, D.C., is also something that if it's open, I will hear whatever's coming out of that studio. Is that accurate, Pony?
That is correct.
And is there
Why
any kind
you
of
just disconnect right after the
well,
show?
Is there a protocol for it?
Yes,
is there a protocol for it?
There
every
will be.
Time.
There will be now.
There
Absolutely.
Always has been. This is the wildest thing. I feel
okay,
like I'm
now
speaking,
it's on you.
Like I'm speaking Greek when
I used to be responsible for. I would do it immediately.
Yeah,
bing, bing,
bang,
gone,
bang,
gone,
gone,
gone, gone, gone. Pony,
probably
done, done, done. Make it done,
done,
done.
Thank you.
Why wasn't it done before? There's never accountability. We let him go away without even asking.
No, this is look. It the final.
I'm just making
the final
trouble.
Step
I don't
of
care.
Of this process is me.
I could care less.
Oh, that's evident. That is
I'm just,
evident. Yes.
I'm just analyzing how fat I look in this horizontal striped shirt.
That's a good shirt. That's a you know what that is. That's a smart. Smart looking shirt.
Yeah, this I look seriously like I'm going to my first day of preschool. Some golf shirts are just Dorkville. As a matter of fact, most golf shirts are Dorkville. This is like a plain color.
Maybe
what are you texting there, Oscar?
Undo a button. Maybe it'll help.
I'm writing Matt Bloom, for the love of God, disconnect them the f*** off the line when we're done with the show.
Mike, that button helps. You look better
You
now.
Guys never knew that. That was my secret that
well,
I revealed today.
This is the
today.
Thing. You think that's part of our protocol because it is.
It is. It's why we've always done it. Always.
Matt Bloom?
You just, Pony, you just forget?
No, I think when the Telos moved into this studio, I think I didn't realize what Rob had been doing before, and I didn't think of that. But now,
when the Telos moved into the studio 45 months ago,
we've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
Right.
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 There you go.
I can't find
it. No need to pursue it. No need to pursue it.
But when people get mad at us online,
right,
that this is what we get.
Complete a-holes.
Right. This is what we get.
People, I'm not upset about it. I'm mad at myself.
I'm not that upset about it. I'm a little upset that I didn't reveal it because I knew this.
I let this straw man into my life.
This was going on. This has been going on forever, and I didn't tell you simply because I didn't mind the eavesdropping occasion.
Well, then why are you mad at Rob?
But sometimes it's annoying. What's that?
Why are you mad at Rob?
He's not mad at me. He's mad at the dirt. He said this already.
The dirt?
Yeah. He said that he's mad at the situation.
Yeah, I was mad at the... I was yelling at Rob because I was mad at something else.
Oh.
Yeah, he was. he still thinks I'm a creep. But he's not mad at me.
Well,
no, I don't think you're a creep. I think that you yourself would admit you still have a radio fan's perspective.
Well, yeah, on
being even being on the radio and being on a podcast.
You're one layer away from like a Dave Smolar.
Okay. you and him.
That's a compliment.
No, it's not.
We're bleeping
at all.
The show far too often lately. He didn't cop to it or not? Would you say that your entire career was born out of being a fan?
Well, yes, and I would also say it's one of my strong suits.
It is,
because I remain passionate because I love the medium. And that's part of it.
All right.
But
I mean,
also,
I like what I do. I don't necessarily love the medium.
But I also do not relish listening in on you in the morning. I had to keep the line open, so I was here when you came on. That's it.
Right.
And I actually, the thought
occurred
to me.
Well, and then would mean you wouldn't pay attention. You would just be background noise, and you wouldn't know that my son was giving me a hard time.
What was the pep talk?
He was
off today, and I was just trying to get some things done in here, and he came in. It is Veterans Day,
yes.
And instead of our squabbling, we should move along, and
yes.
Because we got lots going on. The return of Oscar's take today on the
Woo!
Show should be wonderful.
Finally.
Oscar, this morning I got a text, and let's see what the text said, because I like to give
it
credit.
Says Rob
credit
is one
is
layer
due.
Away from Dave Smolar.
did that get right to the heart right there? Did he get you?
You know,
with an
sometimes
arrow there?
When you're carving a roast and you go right to the bone. Yep, right there. You can feel the serrated knife
knock
on the bone.
So, Dave.
Oh no,
love him.
Yeah, great.
I'm going to be generous to Oscar and say he verbalized that we should acknowledge Veterans Day at the beginning of the show. It was in my mind, but I was happy for the. Reminder, being the son of a World War II veteran, and you caused me to just pause and think about what I wanted to do for Veterans Day. And I thought the best thing that I could do on Veterans Day is not read a poem, say, hey, everybody, if you see a veteran, blah, blah. I don't think that everybody's doing that. I thought it would be really, really cool to do a little research and find out what, as this day and the other days of the year go forward, what you can do to help a veteran. Because there are...
That's nice.
Tons of them out there. The homeless population of veterans is fortunately continuing to decrease, but it's still significant.
Warriors does great work.
Yeah.
Wounded Warriors. I went to the National Veterans Foundation, and it really is a great list of things to do. And I thought I'd pass this along in honor of our veterans today. As I said, my dad was a veteran coming back from World War II. I have known many, many veterans, as many people in our audience have. And number one, the first way that they list here at the NVA is one way is to show your support by providing transportation. I bet a lot of people don't know this. One way to support veterans in your local area, provide necessary transportation, which is a great idea. Well, how do I do it? A lot of people are going to say that. But they need to go to medical care appointments.
Sure.
The VA has a volunteer transportation network that allows volunteers to donate their time and or use of their vehicle for veterans in need. Donated vehicles may also be used or accepted by the program. So, that's like 1-800-CARS.
Yeah,
you can do it for veterans. You've heard that before.
Mike,
but
we'll put this link up on the description. description of the show today. So you'll have
as that. Soon as we disconnect you from the Telos, yes. We'll put it right up there.
Thank you, Rob. This is the one that I remember most. This is visit wounded vets in a nearby VA facility. I remember this because it took me way, way, way too long to do it. I'm not putting anybody under a bus, and I'm not saying, but Rob and I participated in a relatively self-absorbed little show for years and years and years. And one of the things when I got another radio show was very soon after that, there was an opportunity to visit Walter Reed. Mm-hmm. And I went to the Matsys unit. And right during the end of the horrible situation in Iraq and the middle of the situation in Afghanistan, and I will never forget it. And I think if you were to take your family out, if you were an individual that wanted to go by and just these guys that are in these facilities love to have visitors.
Company. So, that's all they want. Yeah.
The wounded veterans may not have many visitors to brighten their day. Once you find the nearest VA facility in the D.C. area, it is the Walter Reed, which is now no longer on Georgia Avenue. It's, I believe, on Wisconsin Avenue.
Yes,
I think it's moved.
Mike, are contact- you open to us? Or for me to pursue maybe possibly doing some sort of broadcast in the new year from if they're open to that?
Absolutely. It'd be fantastic.
Great.
I'd go up for that.
Great.
I'd fly in for that if you want to do that sometime. If you want to work that out, yes. That would be awesome. Once you find the nearest VA facility in your area, contact the staff and find out if you can arrange a visit. This I do regularly. I say thank you, and I mean it. One of the easiest ways to support veterans is a simple thank you, as long as it's heartfelt and sincere. Well, no one's really sure who's going to judge that. A simple act of gratitude for everything. Thank you for your service is a very, very kind thing to say. And if it's not lip service, is kind of what they're saying to you. Do it and mean it.
Mean it.
Welcome home is another one. If you happen to bump into somebody who has served in Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Vietnam, it's a good thing to say. It can have a huge emotional impact, especially with Vietnam era veterans who did not experience even lip service support from American society. Fight homelessness. This is still a massive problem among vets. Fight that eviction and foreclosure among veterans. If you support veterans, then you realize that many veterans face foreclosure, eviction, and homelessness. You can volunteer with the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans, NCHV. The National Coalition for Homeless Veterans. Donate your time and effort to Homes for Our Troops as another organization, or even provide financial assistance to veterans organizations. They're all over. They're mm-hmm. not difficult to find, and there are lots of good ones. Perform home repairs or household chores if you know a veteran in need. One terrific way to do it. Many veterans in your area may need help with household chores or home repairs because of a disability or a severe injury, even lack of financial resources.
I heard
when
this
help
this
out
morning,
in this
yeah.
way.
They said that one of the nicest things you can do if you know a vet, mow their yard, cut their grass for them. Just something that is seemingly inconsequential mm-hmm. you can mean the world to them. And again,
you get more satisfaction out of it than they're going to get, believe it or not. Donate your time to a veterans organization. You can volunteer with an organization and make a difference. Clerical work, answering phones, organizing and stepping in to help with menial work can mean an enormous difference. National Veterans Foundation welcomes volunteers of all ages and skill levels, and that's one place to go. Once again, easy to find with just a brief search online. Volunteer your services to help vets in need. If you do have special skills that you can offer, whether these are IT skills, tax preparation training, medical training, you can support veterans by offering your skills for free. You'll be able to use your knowledge and training to help veterans who need these skills right now and who may have limited financial resources to pay for that type of assistance. Spend time with a vet. If you know one, I mean, it's easy to do and take time to listen. One way that you can give something back to a veteran who is willing to sacrifice everything is to spend time with them and really listen to them. Many vets end up socially isolated. That's one of the reasons we have such a homeless problem. Mm-hmm. They have PTSD and they are socially isolated. And in many cases, because of a variety of reasons, they are alone. And everybody needs contact. Get to know veterans in your area and spend time with them so they have social opportunities and do not end up isolated. That's one of the biggest problems. Provide food for veterans. Many are hungry. Even vets that are not lacking food will benefit from a meal or homemade batch of cookies. It shows that someone cares. Contact your local church or veteran organization to do that. Feed Our Vets is the national one. That's a very large one. And then the last thing here is visit a vet with your pet. Now, I have experience with this also. You need a mellow pet. You don't want to bring a hyper animal. I couldn't bring Winslow, although I'd love to. But if he calms down, I think he would be wonderful because he's a licker. And, you know, he loves to go in and give kisses to people. A
couple more encounters with that glass door. He should be very calm.
When he gets the concussion protocol.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a well-known fact that animals provide emotional and physical benefits. According to the Mayo Clinic, animal-assisted therapy can significantly reduce pain, anxiety, depression, and fatigue in people with a range of health problems, and that includes vets. Really, a well-behaved dog can receive certification and be able to bring some affection and calmness in a vet's life. So get the pet certified that they can go into hospitals. Whether you support veterans with your time or donations, know that every little bit you do makes a difference. Everything you do, all of these things that I listed here, and I think a lot of people say, you know, what's it about? Is it Memorial Day? No, it's Veterans Day, blah, blah, blah. That goes on. Thank you for your service. Take time to remember our well, this is a list of things, and I'm sure there are many people in our incredibly generous audience that would do that, okay?
So for me, what prompted me was... and every Veterans Day we do this. My wife wakes up roughly at 6:30. I wake up around that time, if not
quarter to nine
before her. and I said, I want to make sure I get this right because it's her father who's, you know, passed, served. We were texting on a group text with her family. Shannon's brother has served. Three of Shannon's brothers have served, and her only sister has served. And two of them are currently serving. So there's people around us that have given their lives on a higher level than we'll ever think about for this country.
Mm-hmm.
And not the ultimate price, but a portion of their lives for the safety of this great nation. And we should
do what we do.
We should thank them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that it's very popular to say, you know, let's remember. But, you know, I think I've been thinking lately that it's time for us to. I really do feel that the overwhelming majority of people in this country now, even people my age, have not been in these conflicts. And it would be impossible for me to say I understand what it must be like to be in that situation and to serve and to go that route. But if you know somebody and you want to take the time to really get involved, there are plenty of opportunities to do that. And, you know, I think that it really is what my mom told me a long time ago. You get much more than you give. That's the bottom line. The idea of going into, I remember feeling a little bit of anxiety going into Walter Reed because I wasn't quite sure what I was going to see. Well, what I saw was uplifting. When you meet a sergeant that was in Iraq and, you know, lost both of his legs, and he's able to have a conversation where he's, you know, working his ass off to rehab and get back, and we're having a great conversation. He's got a sense of humor, and it was obvious to me at that moment that it meant a lot that we came in there. Kirk and I went into the hospital. Got a chance to see a couple of guys that were still in hospital beds that weren't able to get out yet, and a lot of people do a lot of things for these vets. They're people that do it. I loved during my research for this show today, reading about the fact that since I think I want to say 2015 or 14, the Number of homeless vets in America is declining, which is fabulous news, because this is propping people up. Propping everybody up that is without a home in this country is important. But for a very long time, you know, back in the day, way back when, you know, military veterans almost were the entire homeless population of the United States. So this is really good that this is happening. And I think we've all probably seen news stories about it. So remember it and remember them that way. And I hope that helped. That list that I read from the National Veteran Association Foundation, I think.
We'll have a link up on MichaelMareShow.com.
Click
on through. It'll be right there on the description for today's episode.
National Veteran Foundation. That's what it is, and I think it's great. I think it's great to do that. And please do it. And if you're really motivated, do it sooner than later on Veterans Day, because of Veterans Day, my little guy is here, and then he goes back on Friday. So I have the little munchkin with me who had a rocky day yesterday. I'm going to give you full disclosure on the vaccine. My son was vaccinated. He's feeling great. Great today, but definitely had a little, you know, if you are getting your kid vaccinated, remember that there might be a little day or, you know, a few hours that they have a bit of a reaction to the shot. That's the body, its immune system. Mm-hmm.
But look on the bright side, Mike. Now he won't get shingles.
Shingles, I think about. My old man had shingles.
Oh, it's horrible.
And I haven't gotten that vaccine yet. And I can get that vaccine, but you know, how many vaccines can a guy take?
Darren McGavin.
Don't forget about Gardasil.
I think about Gardasil. Yes, that's true. Yeah, with my constant sex habit. You have to.
You and Michael Douglas.
I think it's up to 45. So you've missed that reentry window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to hear about his reentry window.
You know,
it just can't be sweet.
No, you can't be. You can't be.
Try. Just try.
Try.
All right. So one last thing before we go to break here that I did want to mention about Veterans Day. My old man came back from World War II. And I've told this story a bunch of times. There are two great veteran stories from my father. Well, three, actually. And I think I've told all three over the years.
All right.
One, he was a anti-aircraft ordnance officer. So he was a captain in the Army, and he was on an island in the Pacific. And the island he was on was, I believe, called Tulagi. And I think they had a lot of PT boats on that island. And my father, at one point, was selling military hardware to bolt a larger machine gun or a larger cannon of some kind, some sort of weapon, onto the front of John F. Kennedy's PT boat. Mm. And he actually had an interaction with JFK. He remembers him as a skinny lieutenant that came into his, you know, his tent, and they had a discussion about it. And I think my dad gave him some tools. I think that's what
PT
he was getting. He was getting tools to do that, and that was it. And he remembered. I said, "Well, he wasn't president at that point. He wasn't famous at that
Did
point.
Did he ever get just, the tools back?
I have no idea. I have no idea. The other thing my father told me,
I'm never going to return them.
When I return, the other one that I was going to tell you was, because there are two more. The turn off for my dad when it came to war was he was on many different islands in the Pacific, and the Japanese, the way he tells it, would attack en masse. They would many times do it at dawn, at first light, and one of the advantages the American military had was firepower. And so quite often with these battles, you would have the Japanese attack, you know, with manpower, and they would be decimated by the military hardware that we had on these islands. And you would see a battlefield. My dad was there. Horrible. I mean, just indescribably horrible scene after that, even though it was an American victory. It's still... Sure. People dying. And he saw the Japanese used to wear the flag on their body. Mm-hmm. And many people wanted them as souvenirs. And he saw a chaplain, military chaplain, opening up, the, you know, the dressing that they had on the uniform, the buttons, undoing the buttons and taking off the flags and putting them into a duffel bag.
A chaplain,
man. A chaplain. And very that's nice. When, and I don't know whether it was a Catholic priest or not, but my dad said that was a big step backwards. You know,
sure.
That's where he kind of perceived how insane is this, because my father was extremely devout, a devout Catholic, and he was stunned by that. The other thing was the story of a letter he got from one of his old spinster aunts back in Maine or Connecticut, wherever he was, and they said, you must enjoy the palm trees and the sunsets must be magnificent. Just a clueless letter from a group of women who were not exposed to the world at all, and he took a little desiccated spider and said, this is what we wake up with usually in the morning. He sent a spider in the mail to one of the aunts.
I don't think you've ever told that story. That's pretty great. He was pissed,
and that story. And then the last one was, for years and years in my backyard, I had a toy gun that I played with, and I didn't know until one time I sat down. I said, what's that squiggly writing on it, Dad? He said, that's Japanese. And I realized that many of the GIs over in the Pacific Theater had taken surplus Japanese rifles that have been captured in battle and use them as their because they didn't jam nearly as much. Even back then, the Japanese were ahead of the game as far as technology was concerned. Their rifles worked better in the humid conditions overseas. And he didn't talk about it a lot. He really didn't. It was very rare to get have him talk about the war.
I think that's common among World War II vets.
I think you had to pull teeth.
Yeah. To get Big Daddy to talk about his experience in the war. And eventually, when he was close to the end, I got some really amazing stories out of him. But it was not easy. He was loath to talk about it. And
yeah, I think a lot of guys, especially when they've really been in it.
Yeah.
And how many heroes do we hear about where they will say this, somebody that comes back and gets the Congressional Medal of Honor and will say something along the lines of the real heroes we left on that field.
And their families don't even know that. That's what they did, because they just don't talk about it. And then you get a call from the White House saying that you're a Congressional Medal of Honor winner. And they're like, because they don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Right. They don't. And
they
my old
come
man
home and get back to work.
Yeah.
My old man, God rest his soul, told me and in no uncertain terms, he said, a real hero is not going to talk about it. A real hero. And I've watched over the years that is so true. When you see these people, you know, I don't trust people that brag about heroic accomplishments. I never have. I've always thought, you know, is that the real deal? The guys that don't, and most these incredible, and I'm not talking about in the field of military, in every situation.
That's right.
Just kind of have that chip. I watched was it 60 Minutes, Oscar?
Yes.
Where they had the hero chip.
Yes.
As far as it's actually, they measured some activity in the brain that it's like an empathy area
the fight
of the
or
brain.
Flight.
And it really told me that's kind of what happens, that it's a reflex that
so you're almost pre-programmed.
You don't know what's going to happen. Your buddy's, the guy that jumps on a hand grenade in battle, you don't know. It's there in some people and it's not there in others. Yeah. That's the way it goes. And I wouldn't, begrudge anybody for, running away from something horrible that's going to happen to him.
It's okay, Pony. It's okay.
No, I think he's got the chip.
You think Pony's got the chip?
Yes.
I'll jump on a grenade right now.
Who doesn't have the chip? Rob?
I have a variety of chips.
Rob doesn't like conflict, but Rob, in an emergency, might respond well.
But he's
you don't know
he's
until the real dire.
This is a survey the scene guy. He's not an action guy.
No. As a matter of fact, it's amazing I even made it into work today. I'm such a flipping disaster.
I'm so glad we came full circle on the show. We started bickering and we ended bickering. That's wonderful.
But let's take
it.
A moment today to salute Oscar, who is so good. Never forget.
We'll take a break. Yeah. Thank you, Rob. Hey, speaking of Oscars, the return of Oscars take
Hooray.
When we come back. Right here on the Mike O'Meara Show, Everett.
Pull me.
Live from Fort Myers, it's the West South Florida Kennel Club Dog Show.
Hello, fans. I'm Twitch, along with Jim Amato, and we're calling the action live.
We're down to the final four dogs, and we still have some surprising contenders.
With the final four, an Irish Setter, a Bolivian Hairless, a huge Spiewak Mastiff, and a Mexican Longhair Chihuahua.
Can you believe they eat these dogs in some countries?
That's right, Jim. By the way, the Spiewak Mastiff is the largest dog we've ever had in competition.
That's dog. with two G's.
It sure is, Jim.
It looks like the handler is having some trouble with the chihuahua.
Shut up, Frankie!
Oh, that's no. too bad. That'll knock him out of the competition. The judge is taking one last look, and there it is. The winner is the Mike O'Mara Bonus Best in Show.
Get a subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Until next year, this is Jim Amato and Twitch saying,
Who's a good boy?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Public.com. Have you ever noticed how difficult and confusing it can be to start investing? There are so many barriers. One single share can cost a mint. Such confusion.
Oi!
Oi.
That's why Oscar and Rob joined Public.com.
Yes.
They can start small with slices of shares and invest in what they believe in without, with any amount they want. They can exchange insights with a community of investors, and they can build a portfolio with confidence. You were talking about some stock you were going to dive into today,
Mike,
right?
I'm not an expert in this realm, so I can't really talk about specifics. I can't even talk.
I will tell you this. You can it's like social media. It's almost like a Facebook feed. You can see what other people are buying and where they're having success. You learn just by hanging out.
You can connect with investors from all walks of life to learn new ideas and gain confidence. Choose from thousands of stocks and ETFs and get access to a growing community full of fellow investors. Public.com takes your privacy seriously. They don't participate in payment for order flow. That's when brokerages sell your trades to third parties. Instead, Public.com routes your trades to the exchanges directly, so there's no middleman. Public.com, invest with confidence. Start investing with as little as a buck.
That's all.
$1.
Dollar.
And get a free slice of stock up to $50 when you join Public.com today. Visit Public.com/TMOS to download the app and sign up. That's Public.com/TMOS. Valid for U.S. residents 18 plus, subject to account approval. See Public.com/disclosures, not investment advice. Listen to that.
Oh, it's been a while. You know what the kids say? It's been a minute.
You've clamored for it.
People have screamed for it.
You have clamored.
New
did
segment.
I play it did you play it when we used to do it?
I play it.
And do you play the okay. I didn't know that.
The discussion last week was you thought Oscar wrote Oscar's take.
I thought I did. I didn't realize
this is
I wrote
it. Goes.
It.
He plays the
piano.
The piano. And then I bloviate and you comment.
Okay, do I cue you when
you
it's cue over?
It. You set it up.
Thank you.
Well, what you do is you say this is, and then you say the name of the segment.
He's got all
and
the
actualities. And then I repeat it.
Yes.
And then we do the
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me. It wasn't that long ago, Captain Senile. You're listening to Oscar's Take,
Oscar's
a review
take.
And comment on the news of the day that only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not in any way, shape, or form reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States. I may be having a little early senility, but I remember that whole spiel.
We did
thank
go
you.
Through a pandemic.
That's right.
And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, Paul Rudd.
I should do that as well.
Paul Rudd was awarded. Are we okay? Jesus Christ, do we have tuberculosis?
I clear my throat before we get on.
Thank you. Paul Rudd was awarded this year's Sexiest Man Alive title by People magazine, and he's going to lean into it, Oscar. He said he's getting business cards made and is looking forward to being invited to sexy dinners and spending time on yachts like sexy people typically do. That's Paul Rudd. What's
Paul
your take
Rudd
on that?
Came on the scene through my lens in Clueless as the older stepbrother that may or may not be into Cher, which was Alicia Silverstone's character.
Oh, yes. Right? Oh, that's right. Yeah. And then they got together at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I forgot that was Paul Rudd back in the day.
And even then, I think he was like 60.
He made a deal with...
he's been around forever.
I think he just turned 50.
I just turned 50.
You're look the same.
I know. I look really old.
So much in common.
Paul Rudd looks the same.
He does.
When if you look at him, this is 40 or that 40-year-old, 40, not 40-year-old version. He's
this
also
is
in
40.
That. This is 40.
Great movie.
Right.
He looks the same.
Yep.
And Ant-Man, he looks the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's and wonderful. I don't know, a lot of white guys, like black guys, Spanish guys, we don't age. I mean, we don't age at a rapid scale. The Diablo Blanco ages, right?
Diablo Blanco.
Paul Rudd, as a white guy, he's made a deal with the devil, and I want to know who sold it to him.
Yeah, he doesn't strike me as a plastic surgery guy, but he might
be. Looks great.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar Benedict Cumberbatch. One of my favorite names in all of celebrity. He really went for realism when he filmed his upcoming movie, The Power of the Dog. In the movie, his character smokes hand-rolled cigarettes, a lot of them. Benedict decided not to fake it with herbal cigarettes that actors often use, and it cost him. He says, quote, "That was really hard. Filterless rollies, just take after take after take. I gave myself nicotine poisoning 3 times. When you have to smoke a lot, it is genuinely horrible."
Is Raleigh like slang for a hand-rolled cigarette?
I don't know that.
It sounds like it might be. Mm-hmm. A Raleigh, yeah.
I don't know.
Does it open up into a larger cigarette?
I don't know. Don't ask questions I don't have. This is his take.
Yeah, right? It's true. His take.
What's my question?
He also did things to become one with the
What's
character.
My question?
He learned Western skills like roping, haystacking, whittling, playing the banjo, and castrating bulls. So he really got into that. I think he deserves credit, don't you, Oscar?
Well, I love that there's this instead of this, like a sexy movie where, like, I really had to get into the character and sleep with lots of women. I'd rather have someone talk about castrating bulls and learning how to do trade and smoking real cigarettes, which, by the way, I see a lot more of now. I don't know if it's making a comeback, but ever since the little vape pens went sideways and everyone was like, well, that's not good for you, people are like, you know what's good for you? Cigarettes.
Regular cigarettes.
I am shocked.
Oh, and by the way, someone's having a blast in our parking deck.
Really?
Oh, I almost got a contact high over to my car last night.
Oh, like a blast.
Yeah, blast.
Little weed.
Don't be a square.
I'm not a square.
Cumberbatch also refused to bathe. He says, quote, "I wanted that layer of stink on me."
A fantastic actor. I like how he's diving in.
Yeah. I wanted people in the room to know what I smelt like.
Gross. Played the banjo.
Yes, thank you. You're listening to Oscar's Take, everybody. Oscar, this is the story of all the ones I have today. This is really one for your take. Mariah Carey is teaming up with McDonald's for 12 days of free food with her Mariah menu. It starts December 13th and will only be available on the McDonald's app with a minimum purchase of $1.
Okay. I'm into, when I have deleted and reinstalled, in full disclosure, the McDonald's app probably 5 times.
How great is the app?
The app is so great. Let me tell you, they know when you're hungry. You go boop, boop, boop. If you buy fries within the next hour, you'll get a free fry.
I'm loving it.
Oh my God, this thing knows me.
Yeah.
Then I gained some LBs, so I deleted the app. But for 12 days of Christmas, it's the holidays, Mike. I can always lose weight in the new year. Why not?
You're all for it. You're all for Mariah's free menu.
I love it. I'll listen to her music. I'll eat nuggets, and it'll be great.
You have to be careful, though, not to get Mariah-ria.
Thank you. You're listening to Oscar's Take. Thank you. Mariah-ria. Mariah Carey for Pepto-Bismol. You have... What's that new commercial? Diarrhea. I like it. 1 in 6 men, Oscar, have had a relationship fight about facial hair, like not shaving so you're too scruffy, or shaving your beard off without asking your wife for permission first. I have had this forever.
Well, I told her she had to shave it.
You shave and not you get
no.
You
I told
put the beard
her
on
she had
and
to
get
shave
rid of
it.
Shave the beard. Oh, I get it.
No.
I get jokes.
No, yeah. I've had the beard.
He's hijacking your segment.
I know.
You know.
Well, he's doing a great job. My wife,
and so are you.
My wife, I'll have a snafu trying to trim my own beard, especially through the pandemic. There are not enough YouTube videos to show you how to do it like a true barber. Right. And the response from my wife is, "That's a lot of face. Why did you do that?"
Face.
Shannon just opened the door, looked at me, shook her head, and shut the door.
There so you go. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies.
So there's that.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, a lawyer's suspenders kept setting off a metal detector while he was trying to enter a courthouse in Pittsburgh yesterday. He refused to take them off and got into a heated argument with security. Then he did take them off, but also removed his pants.
Oh, his pants.
He was arrested for disorderly conduct, this attorney.
I have a beef with people that take off their pants They're the wrong people that do it. It's never like an attractive or muscular man wearing a Speedo. It's always people that are a mess. And okay. And I don't know where it comes from. I was watching a video on TikTok yesterday.
Bitcoin.
They had like what looked to be a young lady was pulled over for drunk driving. And I'm like, oh, and then like this person wasn't wearing pants. And I get pulled into that. Of course, I want to see Johnny Law deal with this. So I go, they zoom in and they walk up. They got the little cam on the vest.
Body
and I'm
cam.
Like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, if it's on the internet, it's got to be sexy, right? No, it's the wrong people taking off their pants.
Always there has been. Mike, how many nude people have we dealt with over the last 30 years?
Incredible.
And never. Yeah.
And
good.
If you're an attorney, this is something that you're like, so you don't get disbarred for. Go,
right.
You can afford to go see a doctor. There's nothing wrong with talking to somebody.
I don't have enough money to buy a belt.
Yeah, I knew it was a Southern attorney
in
Pittsburgh.
Had to have to be if he was a Southerner with the suspenders.
How did I make it all the way up to the Northern City of Pittsburgh? Anyway, you're listening to Oscar State.
Finally, Oscar, you know how something seems romantic in the heat of the moment, but it doesn't turn out that way. Like sex on the beach, and I'm not talking about the drink.
Oh, okay.
It's a mess for you, a mess for the other person, and according to a new study, it's a mess for the beach and its ecosystem. The study specifically focused on Spain's Canary Islands, which apparently experience a lot of beach sex, and there are all kinds of problems. It negatively impacted the vegetation, which was often torn and cut. There were issues with people using the beach as a toilet, and they left things behind.
Oh, don't leave things behind.
Like cigarette butts, toilet paper, and wipes. Also condoms, food scraps, and other waste. Technically, the sex itself doesn't desecrate the beach. It's more about the humans littering and being unsanitary.
Waste.
What's your take on it?
I always felt like sex on the beach was a lot of work for not the right result. And I'll tell you why. Anyone that's ever run in the sand before knows it's not easy. It's just not.
Yeah, it's not firm.
Right?
Yeah.
Walking in the sand is tough. Mm-hmm. And if you're having sex, can you imagine? It's hard enough to plank when there's a flat floor. And if you're doing those one-handed push-ups, then it's going to be tougher in the sand.
Yeah.
Why put yourself through that?
And you've had the experience?
It wasn't nice. It wasn't fun in a past life. Sand everywhere felt like sandpaper. We stopped and moved it to the hotel.
Yeah.
Rob, have you had sex on the beach?
Yes, with a piece of driftwood.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen. We'll
it
take
does
a break.
Get soft.
It does. Well,
and
it was
we
in
will
the water.
Come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening. We're going to have audio from a fire drill.
Yeah.
Yes. When we come back, when you guys had your big building fire drill.
That sound, Mike.
Fire drill.
Yes. Natural sound from the fire drill. Ooh. Okay, you want to stick around for that, don't you? We'll be right back.
Romeo and Juliet. Antony and Cleopatra. Bogey and Bacall. Add to that list another one of the world's greatest love stories. Mike and Carla O'Mara. Their love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Their love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. And nowhere is that love story more on display than the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Yes, fall in love with love again and again with a Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscription. Lovingly tap the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and order the TMOS Bonus Show today. You'll love it. Just like Carla loves Mike.
Dishes.
That promo is eerily accurate. welcome back to the show brought to you by Public Rec. You know, I know that Oscar would rather be caught dead than wearing a pair of sweats outside the house.
Yes, exactly.
The clothes that are the most comfortable are the most unattractive. Well, answer me this. Is it too much to ask to be comfortable and confident at the same time? That's why Oscar is wearing Public Rec right now.
Yes.
That's why I love Public Rec. You're going to love Public Rec. They believe that comfort starts with a better fit. Their best-selling all-day, everyday pant is available in over 40 different sizing combinations and can fit men anywhere from 5'8" to nearly 7 feet tall.
Even Pete Davidson could wear these.
And he's 6'3".
He's very tall.
Yes, he could.
Yes, if you want that Public Rec energy, now is your favorite lounge pants can also be your go-tos for work, happy hour, or the gym. These are the pants you need now that you need pants.
Right
and the
on.
Fabric
Public Rec spent years engineering the perfect blend of softness, stretch, and durability. It's all the performance benefits you love with the added style for more formal occasions. They also have zipper pockets, so no more having your phone or wallet fall out while you sit down. They come in 9 different colors, one for each day of the week, if you have a 9-day week, and then some. And they just launched their women's line, so now anyone listening to this can enjoy Public Rec's better-fitting comfort. Who knew? You could look sharp in sweats. Public Rec did, and just look at Oscar's butt. I love them, too. The best, I tell you, they are the best.
Thank
Public
you.
Rec rarely discounts, but right now, look they great. Have an exclusive offer just for our
Feel
listeners.
Great.
Go to publicrec.com and use promo code TMOS to receive 10% off. That's publicrec.com, and use our promo code TMOS for 10% off, and we thank you. Welcome back to the show.
Mike, real quick, I got to do a shout-out. My daughter is having a lousy week. Remember, they shut her classes down because of the COVID outbreak at VCU.
And yes, now, but she didn't have COVID.
But
she tested
negative,
yesterday.
Which is nice. But she called me yesterday, and there was a mouse spotted in their kitchen running into the oven, and she panicked. She says, I hate life right now. Well, I just got a hot text. The mouse is dead.
Oh, no.
So, that's sad.
Medium or medium rare?
Well, here's the deal. She sent, what I love is this, a close-up of the dead mouse's feet.
Oh,
why would you want to see that? That's a little
cool. If you're a member of PETA, you might want to send You might want to send those letters,
but this was a. They bought a no-kill trap, but the mouse died of natural causes.
No, he did not.
No, there was no.
They killed it.
No, they did not. They did not.
They murdered the mouse.
It's intact. It's not.
Yeah.
It looks like a regular mouse. Yes, I do not want to see that again.
Wait a minute. Now, that's gross. That picture's gross.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, it's,
America, this is your friend.
This is
you know
everybody's
what?
Buddy.
This is your old buddy Rob.
I'm going to show a picture of one of God's creatures dead feet and put it up there for the world to see right now.
Then lie.
Then bald-faced lie.
How am I lying?
It didn't die of natural causes,
they said
you
it
liar.
Was this is the text from Julia. She said it was discovered dead in the kitchen before they even got their no-kill trap.
It starved to death because it was stuck in a trap. That's what it was.
There was no trap. They didn't have the trap yet.
So nobody stepped on it.
Why don't you keep those transgressions to yourself?
All I know is this. It's not a crime. As a matter of fact, it's a virtue.
I bet Julia felt a little remorse when she saw the
dad. I think she was pissed that there was a mouse
in her
feel
house. Joy.
It's a prideful thing that I hate vermin, and you must destroy it. Because you know what? That mouse will bring death and disease.
Well, I mean, I'm not a fan of having a mouse in the house, but, it's just, where's your humanity,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, jeez.
I don't
really.
Know.
Don't you see rats all the time in the streets here? They got a living, too?
Those you kill.
Yeah,
those you stomp.
Rats.
The baseball bat.
D.C., rats you ride.
Yeah.
You ride them around.
Cute little field mouse comes in from the cold outside, wants to be in the
Richmond.
House. That's fine. But a rat, yuck.
Well, remember, we had my buddy at the old studio. The pod mouse.
Yeah,
I loved him.
Poor guy.
He was sweet.
See?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, mice
yeah,
are life. Sweet.
Yeah, but you know what?
What's the movie? Ferdinand or whatever. That's a bull. Fievel. No, that's a
Stuart
mouse.
Little.
What's a Stuart Little, thank you very much.
Well, if a mouse is wearing cargo pants, I'm all in.
Thank you. Stuart Little. Hugh Laurie.
Yes. The great Hugh Laurie, yes.
The great Hugh Laurie in that. All right. So we had a little disruption in our taping schedule yesterday because I was informed by the guys that up in Washington, D.C., in our fabulous Washington, D.C., super deluxe modern building, they had a pre-scheduled fire drill.
10 a.m.
And when Rob told me he wanted to move the taping earlier, I said, well, what if we put it really close to the fire drill and then we could have the fire drill on the show? But that didn't go over too well. But they
I
were
liked
really,
the idea. I did.
They seemed to really be concerned about you guys on your floor for the fire drill.
Well, I think we're sort of players in this building. I mean,
and we have headphones on. They were concerned about the headphones
players.
On and us not hearing this. And I don't know how they would be concerned because you can hear it.
Yeah. Oh, boy, you can. And here's the thing that bothered me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Fire trucks and gas masks and fun. Oh, boy.
So at 9, the fire drill was early. I'm glad we built some
buffer.
Some buffer because it went off at 9:56. I still had to pee. So,
oh God, burn to death and inhale smoke if you get, but make sure you're comfortable.
Well, Mike, you know what? Things are important anyway. So at 9:57, I'm in the lobby, and Oscar had said, "This is a big deal. You're gonna know this is happening." And I said, "Sure, I'm sure it's fine." This is what we heard.
There you go.
But wait, it gets better.
They let you know.
Oh, they let you know.
Wait. I love the fact that it's a two-voice thing, a lady and a guy, like it's a light rock morning show.
It's very inclusive.
Yeah, it is.
So, did you get it?
Oh, they're going to talk again.
Oh. They're going to say the same thing. Did they say drill? I couldn't tell.
They say there's a fire emergency reported in the building. Yeah.
Now, how is that pretty much it? And then you leave and go outside for a while?
Yeah, you go and stand, yeah. you stand in the alley and watch the rats. Yeah.
Or you get to the front of the building.
Did you get any firemen or anything?
No, it's just an evacuation.
Yeah, somebody
a total evacuation.
Somebody from building management and the closest fire department was on hand to make sure that we actually went through this.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Did you guys get to see people you've never seen?
Yes.
When you went out? Were there any interesting folks in this building.
The 9th floor, the 6th floor, and the 4th floor are rocking and represented, let me tell you.
And a lot of people that were dissatisfied with having to use the stairs.
And they're all attorneys.
Oh, okay. So you felt probably woefully underdressed.
Yeah, we look...
like a ragtag bunch of idiots.
We look like a bunch of skaters from a skate park got dropped off at a Highline building meant for attorneys.
Right.
That's it. And everybody else on the street, like, dressed in there, you know.
You guys have a pretty loose dress code there with your airwalks on. You know?
You ought to have one day where everybody's got to tweak it up a little bit.
We have a picture day coming up in December. Headshots. Like a Highline photographer's coming through.
Oh, boy.
I should get my own.
You're welcome to come up and get some shots.
No, let me tell you, Oscar, about headshots. When you turn 62, you basically want the headshot that was taken 20 years before.
Or, Mike, when you turn 62, I think you want to consider... Not necessarily pull the trigger on, but consider getting an oil painting.
Like George Washington.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I can have a picture taken later. That would be exciting. An oil painting. Everybody's photographic headshot of the wall, and then it's me. Like I'm dead.
Yeah, exactly. We have
posthumously,
to.
Posthumously, you know, painted. That's it.
We have to tape early today because I'm sitting for my portrait.
Right. Speaking of art, we have to take another break. I'm sorry we're running late on time. I will tell you about what's coming up here, and I'm really going to do it. I'm going to do it, and then we're going to have a tour, and it's going to be exciting, and I'll tell you all about that because fun is the best thing to have in the world, ladies and gentlemen. All right? I'm glad your fire drill was fun.
Everyone was safe.
Fun. Yes. Safe.
There you go. I can see you guys spilling out on the street.
Who
are those people?
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if your 10 little piggies are cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play The Mike O'Mara Show, and the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it, and I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Thank you, Anna. Appreciate it. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. This time of year, Down here where I live is the sweet spot. We are getting beautifully crisp evenings, and it's very, very rare for us. It's like when you guys get, incredible, snowstorms. That's how rare it is for us. It's just the sweet spot. And we have, we know now that we're going to have the months where everybody comes down here because the weather's so great in Florida, and there is nothing like a solo stove. It's wonderful. It's so great. It just transforms the backyard. We love gathering around the warm fire, lit a glass of vino. The smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes it even better to sit outside. Instead of having to constantly dodge the fumes of one of those bonfires, you can sit back, relax, and actually enjoy the fire. This year, you can shop Solo Stove's Black Friday sale early. Get great deals on a Solo Stove fire pit from November 11th through the 18th. Enjoy the mesmerizing flames and all the opportunities to create more good moments and lasting memories. I love Solo Stove fire pits. They're brilliantly engineered. They're made with premium grade 304 stainless steel and a 360 degree airflow system that maximizes efficiency while minimizing smoke. I love how it's unpacks in seconds and it's ready to go.
Easy
to light. And I've had mine for a while now and it holds up beautifully. We all have them. We love them. It's perfectly portable. Take Solo Stove with you wherever you go. Shop Solo Stove's best deals of the year early from November 11th, that's today, through the 18th. Get $10 off with promo code TMOS, plus a lifetime warranty and free 30-day returns. That's $10 off the early Black Friday sale at solostove.com, promo code TMOS. Okay, so here's the plan. You know how excited I am about Thanksgiving and having my family here.
Yeah.
We got the menu finalized last night.
If you can find a turkey.
Yeah. Yes. I warned everybody in the room last night. I said, be aware that there may be a run on turkeys.
Inflation.
I hate to say that because I feel that I'm fueling it. Do you think it's completely made up, Rob?
Of course.
Do you think it's complete BS?
Of course.
I don't think so.
No, now, what's
what you're saying is true, you will have, like, when you get close to the holiday, like a week away. Well, it's 2 weeks away now, right? Isn't it?
It's around the corner.
I think it's three.
3 weeks?
It? Yeah.
I don't know. When is it?
It's the fourth.
It could be today if we
Friday,
go to Wawa.
Fourth Thursday in the year. But
if you get the
Gobbler Bowl.
The Gobbler Bowl. That's what it's called.
You can swing by and get. He can buy eight Gobbler Bowls.
Oh, I love it. We can do it tomorrow.
Exactly.
On the show.
But I think what'll happen is what's going to be the turnkey on this is in about a week, Costco will put out their turkeys, and then everyone will have
this
a turkey.
This may be shocking. I'm not. If my mom says, hey, we couldn't find a turkey, but I have a honey baked ham, I'm okay with that.
Oh, you love ham on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
I think I've been to family dinners where they do like a ham and a turkey.
Yeah, that's what we have.
Yeah,
but if the turkey falls off the truck and we don't get one, then I'm okay with it.
What, some sort of mob turkey? This is a dented turkey.
Fell off prior to when everybody gets down here, what we're going to do, and this is this studio, and I'm hopefully going to rearrange things in this studio with a more colorful background.
Have you ever thought of doing the show in the round?
You mean like putting the desk in the middle of the I don't know. You know what? In a perfect world,
back
in the day when you weren't running your ass off with Podville, I'd have both you guys come down here for a long weekend and we'd figure it out. But the art room was based on, for some reason, the craft store that Carla rolls out to was having great sale prices on canvas and paints like this. And we had the little painting moments.
I remember,
Michael's Modern Art.
Yes. Yeah.
That's some of his little creations.
It looks like it's Macau.
It's very interesting. It's not that elaborate, but it's his stuff that he's doing. Little crosses here. My Jackson Pollock painting that I created.
It was, that was after our New York Giants a loss. It looks like it screams rage.
Yeah.
Carla O'Mara with her feather.
Oh, dainty and lovely.
Very, oh, damn very fetters.
And there are a couple more. But what's going to happen? And we've got the whole thing planned. And I'm not a big planner. It's why I do what I do, for God's sake. It's all spontaneous. Hi, buddy. Hi, come on
there
over. You
he
looking
is.
Forward?
Hey,
can you tell the guys what we're gonna be doing for Thanksgiving?
Oh, we're gonna do a big painting party.
Yeah, we're doing a painting party.
Oh, here's another one of my paintings.
Yeah, show another one of your
look
paintings.
Look at this.
Okay, it's got a
I like this.
One.
It's like a roadshow.
Right, let's see this. This is his style. This is his. This is what
That is cool.
Yes, fantastic.
Screams happiness.
Yeah, it's,
yeah, it seems happy and joyful. As what was your inspiration? What was it? What does that mean?
Because
that
yours is rage. Right. We determined it was Giants rage.
Giants rage. New York Giants rage.
Giants who beat the Oakland Raiders or the Las Vegas Raiders. Sorry about that. Yeah, buddy.
I didn't really have an inspiration.
You just kind of just went for it?
Uh-huh.
You just like feel it?
Yes.
And will you always do the modern art or will you try to do something else? Like a boat or something, like a toy boat.
Or a portrait of your father.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to trick you or be funny.
I tricked him.
All right, you can put the painting down.
I tricked you into painting a boat.
How dare you?
All right, come over here. We haven't talked to you in a long time. You want your headphones?
Yeah.
Go get your headphones. Come on over here. We'll have a little segment with you. We haven't done that in a very long time.
Yeah, I feel like you've kept them off mic.
Well, he's been busy painting.
And Dad lost his microphone here for a second, but that's okay. That'll work. That'll work well for this.
Come right off the boom.
Yeah, came off the boom.
We've always said you've been delicate. Yeah, you,
look at you. How are you?
Look like you're in concert.
Yeah.
Thank you. Song. No, you're not using that one. Come over here. Come next to me. Song, song, blue.
Everybody knows one.
Hi, Michael.
I can be brown. I can be blue. I can be violet sky.
Why are you
I can be.
This?
What? It's on TikTok.
Why are you singing?
Do you know it? Do you know it?
Yes.
I can be brown. I can be blue. I can be violet sky. I can be. Oh, wait. And I'll do it. Ready?
I see Paris. I see France. I see your underpants.
Right.
I can be brown. I can be blue. I can be violet sky. I can be purple. I can.
No, it's hurtful.
Hurtful.
All right.
Purple, nurple.
I can be brown. I can be blue. I can be violet sky. I can be purple. I can be. It's hurtful first.
Yeah, messed it up.
Here we go.
Come on, Dad.
I can be brown. I can be blue. I can be violet sky. I can be hurtful. I can be purple. I can be anything you like.
How's that?
You gotta do it again.
I can be brown, I can be blue, I can be violet sky, I can be hurtful, I can be purple, I can be anything you like.
Ta-da!
Thank you very much. All right. So how you been?
Good.
What are you doing? What was that? That looked like you were tooting. That looks like you were farting right there. What's going on?
Have you told them about when we were on our trip?
What trip? You mean, okay, he's going to whisper in my ear. What?
This is not going to, this does not bode well.
They're both talking to each other. What?
Whisper. What? Oh, in the, okay, so we went to, is this when we went out west?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we go out west and we saw, we were at the indoor pool at the incredible motel we were staying at.
I love an indoor pool.
It was wonderful. And we saw a lady in the hot tub and Michael said, I want to go in the hot tub. And I said to her, I said to you, what? It looks like she's
just taking a little dump. She was
No wonder Carla washes dishes angry.
Do the face.
Oh yeah, she was in the hot tub and she had an expression on her face that was like this. I will duplicate the expression if you have. It's a good TV day. And she's in the hot tub and she's going,
oh dear.
And it looked like, I said, why does she have that expression on her face? And of course, he has remembered that since June.
Yeah.
You have remembered that particular time.
I think it's
Would
nice.
You like to tell?
She was making her own bubbles, Michael.
Yes.
She was.
The jacuzzi was broke. Oh,
you got him with that. You got him with that. Hey, would you like to share with the audience your report card from the last quarter?
Ooh.
SSSASS.
Sass.
What that you mean? No, you got two.
I got straight A's.
There you go.
Oh,
all right, get out of here.
Yay.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yay.
Are there any chores that you could do while I'm wrapping up the show before I join you? And we have a Daddy Day Sunday today. I guess that's a no.
What about a vacuum? That's good for broadcast.
Okay, you're making fart noises.
Can I teach him the new thing I learned?
I hope it's not dirty.
1 second.
Right. Oh, here we go.
What's he taking his headphones off?
Okay, all right, here we go.
Here we go.
All right.
He's ready. He's ready.
All right.
Right, here we go.
Put the mic in.
Oh, yeah!
That's a tradition, isn't it?
And
lick your hand first. Lick your hand first. Here we go. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
All right, love you. Get solid. Out of here. I got to finish well the show.
Goodbye, right. Duties.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Ciao, ciao.
He finished strong.
Yeah.
Went he on did high finish note. Strong. That's right. Hi. Hey, everybody. I got my handheld microphone
Mike.
Right
Mike, we've
now.
Got a 47-second promo coming up. Can you get the mic back on in 47 seconds?
I'm going to make every effort to do that. I'm going to try. Do you have a chock-a-block dumpster today? Have you come up with a new name for the digital dumpster yet?
Yesterday, we decided to call it the analog hamper.
We did not decide. No. You threw that out there.
The sin bin.
No. Mm-hmm. How about barrel?
How about pet sounds?
I like that, but you poo-pooed that originally.
Did I poo-poo that?
Yeah, you did.
Yes, yes.
It's time for pet sounds.
My pet sounds.
What do you think, Oscar?
I like pet sounds. It's happy.
Pet sounds. Put something together over the weekend, maybe with that involves Beach Boys and stuff like that. You know, we're old. We can do something.
Yeah,
old.
We can do that.
Cool. Do you like pet sounds? Do you like the idea of that?
That was my initial favorite, but Oscar came strong with digital dumpster.
Yeah, I like that. That's his edge.
Now it's a.
I think I'm gonna put my microphone like this.
That's good.
Nice. This is London. You know,
in this corner, weighing in at 247.
Relax.
Do we want people to write in and give us names for?
Oh no!
Okay.
Oh no! That would be the worst possible idea.
That's
not a good idea. All right, we got to take a break. We will come back with pet sounds on the Mike O'Mara show. And thanks to our special guest Michael O'Mara, who is taping across the hallway, his armpit fart sound.
He's always
that was
welcome.
Spectacular. We'll see you in a little bit on the Mike O'Mara show.
If you missed the latest bonus show, you missed a lot.
I'm just talking over here, and he's going, man.
I knew this fellow broke his mirror and had to use his twin brother to shave by.
I'm going to go full beast on you.
Vegas.
Absolutely Vegas.
They're a fastidious couple. She's fast and he's hideous.
The whole thing's been canceled.
Nobody likes a Kiwi.
It's so bad to be a square.
The TMOS bonus show is your only chance to get that fifth hour of laughs, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Try a week, a month, or splurge for an entire year subscription. Your support keeps that comedy train chugging. Click the bonus show banner, get a subscription, and start laughing now. It's all at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Watching Mike during that commercial break was like watching him on Double Dare.
Like MacGyver.
God, what a piece of honest to God. I swear to God.
He could be referring to anything.
Anything.
No, I was talking about this boom.
Boom.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
How you been?
Hello.
How's it going? How's every little thing? Hello. All right. Hold on just a second. Oh, KiwiCo. We want to talk about KiwiCo.
Yes.
The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on. We'd like to make the holidays a little handsy and a little more fun. All while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through seriously fun, hands-on projects. I just, I had an example of my kid and how he's into hands-on projects right now. Give a KiwiCo subscription and celebrate learning all year long. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography project. It's really fantastic, and we love it. Michael loved building his own kaleidoscope. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your child busy and challenged. KiwiCo does the legwork. This holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% on your first off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS. And we thank you, KiwiCo. And now let's get our pet sounds for the day.
But there's still someone in the dumpster.
The pet container. How about we don't do it?
Hey everybody, this is Bruce Morrow. That's right, your cousin Brucey.
Cousin Brucey. Yeah. No, never was there a better example to bury. There we go. Yeah, like four people know that.
I've got a name.
Yes.
I've got a name.
But Bruce Morrow just visiting.
Pet sounds is fine. What about sound hole?
The sound hole.
Yes.
I don't like it.
I love
it. I like the sound something.
Yeah.
I'm all not right. sure about the sound hole. And now we're developing it.
Yeah,
we have to know. We have to know by the end of the bonus show tomorrow when we're not going to see each other for 2 days.
Yeah, where was sound hole? Where did that come from in, deep in your soul?
You know, I figured it's a place where you could stuff noises and sounds into, and sometimes they'll get lost. Sometimes you can reach in and grab one. It's just a dark, dark hole full of Rob's noises.
How did you not end up being a lawyer?
You know, since Rob's doing it, and I'm a fat guy, so I can make a fat joke, why don't we call it the Chubby Cubby?
No, I don't like the sexual connotations of it.
Yeah, chubby. But it did make him fall out of the chair, which is the Chubby Cubby.
So, win. That's a win. That's a win. God. So, Sylvester Stallone, I think that Rocky IV...
Up next, the Chubby Hubby. No, Chubby Cubby.
Cubby.
Cubby. Cubby. Damn it.
Cubby.
Yes, thank you.
Rocky IV was sort of a turning point in the Rocky franchise because it was the one that had James Brown dancing and singing Living in America. It was fun, but it certainly wasn't a great film.
I go back and I'll probably have people scream at me, the original wasn't a great movie, in my humble opinion.
You're right.
Yeah.
I think Rocky II was probably the best of the franchise.
It was probably because it had a bigger budget.
Because the first
one was such a smash. You're right about that. But the whole Rocky thing was like,
I'm a big fan.
Stallone has done a new documentary on Rocky IV because it's the 100th anniversary of Rocky IV. And he said he told Dolph Lundgren to really let him have it in their fighting scenes. Because he played the, was it Draco? I can't think the name of the Russian fighter.
Drago.
Drago. But he actually got really hurt and didn't even realize it till that night.
He pulverized me and I didn't feel it at the moment, but later that night my heart started to swell. He bruised the pericardial sac, which is usually when the heart hits the chest, kind of like in a car accident, when your chest hits the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And then my blood pressure went up to 260.
Jesus.
And they thought I was going to be talking to angels. Next thing I know, I'm on this emergency low altitude flight to St. John's Hospital, and I'm in intensive care, surrounded by nuns. Then after that, I had to go back and finish the fight.
Thank God he was all right. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to make Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Yeah, but let's let's really dissect that. Yeah. Where. Like, who really won in that fight, right? So he gets hurt by Drago, right? Mm-hmm. Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
And then he comes back, and then was he dating Brigitte Nielsen, which was...
Who looked like Dolph Lundgren.
Right? Yeah. During that time?
Right.
I think you're right. Uh-huh.
You know, though, and I think about this an awful lot when I think about boxing and MMA. Mm-hmm. I just think about how there are not more people that buy the farm.
You're right.
When you talk about the brutality, especially like in an MMA fight, Oscar, you knock a guy out with like a head kick, right? Mm. And he's out as he's falling, and then you come over
and hit him again.
Emphasize it because you're a sadistic bastard, or because you just want to make sure that's what you're trained to do.
Yeah.
And you take one, two, three, four. I'm surprised that some of the guys don't make it from that, but, you know, who knows? It's
brutal,
it's crazy.
Right?
Yeah, it's brutal. And it makes me think about that when you think about an obvious body shot that racked Sly so much that it swelled his
heart
up.
The scary thing about that is that it took so long for them to realize something was wrong. It was that night, you know? And if you
get
that,
very scary.
You could have lost him. I am not getting any younger, obviously, and I'm trying.
You look great, though.
Thank you. You too. It's like looking in a mirror when we see each other. But I try to keep my Christmas spirit in check. A little tough during the pandemic, but I'm getting bitter about Christmas songs now because people are so lazy about them.
Now, hold on. You got to rephrase this. You're saying you keep your Christmas spirit in check.
Okay, you know,
but you're saying you don't like. I'm totally confused by what you just said.
I misspoke when I said I try to maintain my Christmas spirit. Try to remain
but
jolly.
But it's hard with your kids gone.
Yes.
And with COVID.
Last year was
poo-pooing
hard.
Halloween.
Yeah.
And your wife's traveling all the time.
And this year, Mike, Christmas music is just pissing me off. This is so lazy. Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top has recorded and released a Christmas song, which is something nobody needs, and it's called Jingle Bell Blues. Who would buy this?
Dashing through the snow on a one-horse.
If anybody's keeping track at home, that is a 1,000% agreement with Mr. Spiewak.
That's, I mean, that really, that's burning down your Christmas tree and peeing on
I
the
I know
ashes.
There are massive ZZ Top fans around, and I'm sorry, and if this busts your
bubble.
They were
great 50 years ago.
50 years. But as we went into the 90s and 2000s, I saw them maybe on two separate occasions, and oh my God, yawn.
Yep.
I felt like it was a play to tape situation too.
Yeah.
I really, really did. Hey, how many times can we spend
maybe
these
that
cars?
Guy's got a mortgage to pay? Like, how do we begrudge
well,
that?
Well, I don't begrudge anybody making a living, Oscar. I'm just talking about people comment on this show. I can comment on ZZ Top.
Yeah. We've got a comment on Rob's sound sack. What about Rob's sound sack?
The
what?
Sound
leave
sack.
My balls out of it.
No.
It has very little to do with it. My
the
balls.
Sound sack.
My
sound sack.
Mike, I pulled this. This was floating around on Facebook yesterday, and I said, I think Mike would like this. They found, and we talked about this when Willard passed away. Willard was the first Ronald McDonald, right?
Yeah.
Willard Scott.
Right.
This is the first Ronald McDonald commercial, but what I found fascinating is the announcer on it talking to Willard is Ed Walker. So,
oh, wow.
So listen, this is pretty cool.
Introducing the world's newest, silliest, and
that's
hamburger eatingest clown, Ronald McDonald. Now, where is that clown? Oh, Ronald,
here I am, kid. Hey, isn't watching TV fun? Especially when you got delicious McDonald's hamburgers.
Ronald, you can't be on TV and watch it at the same time. Now, come on and meet the boys and girls.
Oh, we've already met. I know we're going to be friends, too, because I like to do everything boys and girls like to do. We'll have lots of fun.
He's Ronald McDonald.
National commercial with Ed Walker on it.
Pretty wild, isn't it? Now, here's people should know. Ed Walker is a local DC broadcasting legend. He was sightless, and he did everything by he could cue up right. He could do the whole thing. But when Willard got his start, they were partners. They were called the Joy Boys, and it made perfect sense that when Willard got that spot, he would be the announcer.
Cool.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Two nicer guys you'd never meet. You would. Did I say that wrong? Anyway,
you got it.
You got it.
They were such good guys, and they were so fun. And I had the privilege of taking an American University class, broadcasting class, where we went over to WAMU, where Ed Walker was doing his show, and watching him work. And man, oh man, oh man, to watch him without the benefit of sight, doing an entire radio show, playing the music, it was spectacular. I always had a special place in my heart for Ed Walker.
An amazing broadcaster. Let's close with this. Netflix is premiering a special, I think this weekend, called Family Roast. It's a roast of the Jonas Brothers. Mm. And it seems that we have to mention him every day. Well, Mike, you'll enjoy this because it's roasting the Jonas Brothers. Here's Pete Davidson talking to the Jonas Brothers. This is from the trailer that they dropped.
So you're a fan? Oh, I'm a huge fan. I listen to the Jonas Brothers every time I'm in a supermarket. Show some respect, okay? Nick's a legit actor now. He's won everything from a Kids' Choice Award to a Teen Choice Award. Yes. Very good. Did you know, Nick even had a hit called Jealous? Though it would have been way more believable if Kevin was singing it.
And Mike, I know you'll watch that special because it's hosted by Kenan Thompson.
Oh, that's exciting.
Isn't that nice? That's your digital dumpster.
Oh, that's so sad. I'm kind of depressed.
Hope you liked
now.
My sound sack.
Your sound sack was fantastic.
And what sound would be for the stager, for the sound sack?
Well, I just like Oscar's take. What about in the middle of your sound? Sound sack, sound sack.
Maybe.
I'm still with CC. I like that. Chubby Cubby.
I like that sound.
Let's let the listeners know, maybe
it'd open up. Okay. All right, listeners. Name our sound segment on this show. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Share it with us. All right,
Mike? Yes.
Share it on social. Share it on social media. Hold on. I'm sorry. We have to clear the building. This is a Krusty the Clown fire drill.
Everybody out, kids.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, see you for the bonus show tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Sack.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You look at the miserable globalist.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but...
You look at the miserable globalist.
Those ads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of them. Slaves of Satan.
He won't sell anybody out
and
to buy his
Holy
future.
Spirit can steal
and that, my friends, is called integrity. That's called courage. Now that's the stuff.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I messed that entire thing up.
You want to take
on
it again?
On purpose. No.
No.
Sometimes I just like to leave it as is, okay?
That's nice.
And if you'll allow me now, I'm going to fall out of my chair.